Our guest at this time is Cliff Kincaid, editor at Accuracy in Media. Cliff this week is focusing on a major story south of the border, specifically in the Central American country of Honduras. The mainstream press has suggested that what's happening there has been a coup and that the rightful president has been refused to be allowed back into the country. However, there's a much different story when you talk to people who have actually been in Honduras and know what the ousted president has done and is trying to do now. And Cliff, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
President Zelaya was ousted as a result of his ongoing thwarting of the Constitution, but he went to the UN, said he needs to be rightfully reinstated. President Obama has said the same thing. What's the real story about President Zelaya and what really happened that led to his removal as president?
He is a left-wing puppet of Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He was trying to pull a coup on his own. He was trying to lay the groundwork to become president for life by setting up this crazy referendum in order to give him another term. And this is absolutely prohibited by law and the Constitution down there. He had been warned about this, but he proceeded anyway. And finally, the Congress and the Supreme Court of Honduras ordered the military to arrest and deport him. That's exactly what happened. We should not get involved. We should support the new government. I mean, they are longtime friends of the United States. The people of Honduras are anti-communist, pro-freedom, pro-democracy. I'm getting dozens of emails from them down there saying, why can't the media get this story straight? We wanted to get rid of this guy.
Why can't the media get the story straight? It's obviously different from military just randomly ousting a duly elected leader. They remove someone who was clearly trying to thwart the system of government that he was chosen to lead.
That's right. And the military are not running things in Honduras today. They were ordered to get rid of this guy, and a new president out of the Congress, out of the party of the deposed president, as a matter of fact, is now in charge. So why have the media messed it up? Well, our media are lazy, number one. And number two, we discovered a transcript of a briefing that was given last Sunday night by officials of the Obama administration and the major media describing this as a military coup, saying it can't stand, we've got to do something about it. We're going to try to get this guy back in office. In other words, the media were manipulated by officials of the Obama administration who have simply gotten the facts wrong.
Why does the Obama administration want him back in power? Do they simply misunderstand it, as you just said, or do they have another motive?
Well, you know, I've been looking at this closely the last couple days, and I've got a new column coming out later today at AIM.org, which quotes Tom Hayden, the famous left-wing activist, anti-Vietnam War activist, leading member of Progressives for Obama, saying that he thinks Obama is working quietly with Hugo Chavez, the Marxist ruler of Venezuela, to bring back to power this Marxist puppet, Manuel Zelaya, that it's not inexperience, it's not incompetence on the part of Obama, that they have blown it. This is their deliberate policy. And if this is the case, then we've got the administration in Washington working hand in glove with the communists.
Any other evidence to back that up, or is it just the word of Tom Hayden at this point?
Well, Hayden says he's got some inside information based on the fact that a month or so ago when Obama met with Chavez at this Inter-American summit, that they had some very friendly conversations. And he has some sources, he claims. Now, look, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but I do know that the policy of the Obama administration in this case, in the case of Honduras, is exactly the same as that of Castro, of Ortega in Nicaragua, and Chavez in Venezuela. In other words, he's come down on the anti-American side. Now, whether that's an accident or deliberate, it doesn't really matter because American interests are not being served.
What do we know about the people that are now in power in Honduras? Are they a concrete step in the right direction?
Well, I mean, they reacted out of necessity because of this crazy power-mad President Zelaya. They had to get rid of him. He was going off his rocker. He was trying to bring Honduras into this communist orbit of Hugo Chavez. Look, they ought to be given a chance. It's their country. It's not ours. They're just asking for some respect, that they work under their law, under their constitution. Why is it our place to say that this was right or wrong? This is their call. It's their country. We ought to butt out.
Well, we've certainly seen the U.S. do this before, particularly in Haiti in this hemisphere, as well as some other places around the world. What explanation does the Obama administration give for wanting Zelaya back in power? Do they buy into the coup argument, or do they just have another reason why they think he's still the legitimate leader there?
Well, I think that's it. They bought into the phony argument about the military coup, and I think they're trying to look like they're bending over backwards to avoid those bad old days when these coups would happen with regularity in Latin America. But the fact is, this was not a traditional military coup. I repeat, the military is not in charge. They were ordered to get rid of the old president. There's a new president. All of this was done on orders from the Congress and the Supreme Court of Honduras. They acted under their own democratic system, and now they're trying to save it. And look at what they find. The world is against them, including Obama and Chavez on the same side.
Last question before we let you go, Cliff. Whether it's by accident or whether it's deliberate, what message does this send not only to the rest of the region but internationally that the Obama administration is on this side of this controversy?
Well, certainly it shows that the anti-American elements in the world, the anti-American forces, are on the ascendancy, even in America's so-called own backyard. I mean, if we can't protect democracy in Central America, then our days are numbered as a nation.
Cliff, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Cliff Kincaid is editor at Accuracy in Media. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.